Phone Boy Speaks, episode 174, Hate-a-thon. Today was the app.net hackathon, and what happens is a bunch of app.net developers get together in San Francisco in a room and essentially socialize and attempt to write code and attempt to create a project in a very short period of time, or demonstrate things that they're working on stuff. And I haven't seen the reports from this, but I think something an interesting observation I've made just looking at people that are there and some of the stuff that they've posted and other conversations I've had with developers, and I think I'll just say it this way: the developers, yes, they all have, in some cases, competing products. In some cases, they don't. They're all just trying to write their code and put something out that people will like and hopefully buy. The developers themselves don't appear to have any animosity toward each other. Yes, even if they are competing, they're brethren. And as somebody who has written code in the past, I don't consider myself a developer, but as somebody who understands what it takes to write code, it's a particular brethren, and they're going to drop war stories and stuff. That's just what they do. If any particular type of thing, I mean, I know as a support engineer, I would could sit around with tech guys and swap stories about customers. Not naming customers by name, but just, I had this one that did this, that, whatever. I mean, so I'm sure programmers and developers do the same thing. But again, it's the animosity that users have toward these developers in the programs that the developers themselves don't have. So, and when you, again, as I've mentioned on previous podcasts, when you consider for app.net in particular, how many potential customers you might have and the likelihood that they're going to make any money. I mean, they're enough to cover their costs doing any of this stuff. It's crazy to do anything to discourage that. So that hatred is just, it's counterproductive to growing the app.net community. And I've seen instances where people who were developers early on in the app.net community decided to stop developing for it because people, were just basically cruel to these developers. And it does not serve the ecosystem at all. I mean, at this point, the app.net is growing, but it's still relatively nascent. And if developers stop developing for it, then it's not going to be an ongoing concern. So, you really need to support the developers So I just don't see why and I've said this before, I don't see why that hatred is necessary. I guess people just like to hate, and this is what they're picking to do. I can see why some people have left app.net, and both on the developers and user side, because some of these people are just kind of silly. I personally try to be more supportive of everybody. And I mean, I help developers beta test their app.net clients. I've got several of them. And yes, they all kind of compete in different ways, but I think they address different areas of the market in different ways. And yes, you could consider them as competition, but not really. I mean, it's a different take, and what may work for me may not work for you. And so having all those options is a wonderful thing. Why would you, if you actually cared about app.net, why would you get all upset at developers because you don't agree with some of their choices? It just doesn't make any sense. You should try and encourage, and there's ways of saying that, that you would like to see something that they're not doing. There's different ways of communicating that. And some of these people just need to, learn how to communicate better, or just, I don't know. I mean, it's frustrating that we have to deal with people like this, not just on app.net, but anywhere, but especially, on a social network or social backend that's growing and still needs to reach more of a critical mass. But people are just, just being angry and entitled, and I don't know. I can see why people are tired of it, and I'm kind of tired of it. But I guess that's what mute and block are for. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.com.
app.phoneboy.com.